For you to win in life, you need faith. And faith comes by hearing God's word. The message you're about to listen to from the senior pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo, will set you on a course for a life of total victory.
God, in the first service, for those of you that are coming for the first time or the first time this month, we're doing a series titled Success Secrets I Learned from a Failure. Success Secrets I Learned from a Failure. I said that I've been studying successes for close to 20 years, and I can say categorically that all successful people have the same characteristics or the same qualities. They have applied the same principles, all successful people, all right? So I now began to take a special interest in failures, people that fail at certain things or that make a failure of their whole lives. I began to study them, and I also began to see that they too have some similarities. So today we are studying failures. We've studied successes before, so we're studying failures. So that way you can even know if you are on the path to failure, you will quickly adjust and move to the other line. Hallelujah. DJ, please bring up that scripture that says that a slothful man does not roast what he took in hunting. You can show us that scripture is in Proverbs. In the first service, in all the services, I teach different things, so you need to get the CDs of the first service. In the first service, we said that failures are allergic. Failures are allergic to knowledge. They hate knowledge. Failures hate to learn. Failures hate to learn new things. Failures are always satisfied with what they know. The one they know, they think is enough. In fact, they hate anything that wants to bring new knowledge to them. But yet, the Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 5, it said, a wise man is strong. It said, a man of knowledge increases strength. So when you know more, you get stronger in any area. Even the area where you are strong, you can learn more to become stronger. Hallelujah. Arrival mentality is one of the things that kills Africans the most. Whenever I see young footballers, I know the ones that will go far. Some, they've not even played for national team. They've not played for anything. They've already plaited their hair, dyed it green and purple and orange. Play first. Play ball first. Do you understand? Because he wants to copy the people that have gone ahead. Play first. Somebody has never, he has not, nobody has bought any album. Nobody, he has a ring and the bling bling is wearing alone. It's more than the one of the people that are already great in the field. They are learning the tricks of the trade without learning the trade. Praise God. All right. So you can, even in an area where you are even good, you can learn more. And we said that somebody taught us a song when we were young. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer, and then they pray. And we saw in the Bible that Jesus did not start with prayer. He started with knowledge. We saw it there. Because they were quoting when he did 40 days fasting, when he was already about 30 years old. Meanwhile, when he was 12 years old, the Bible said for 3 days straight, he acquired his doctorate degree. Because he said he was with doctors of the law. He said he was both hearing them and asking them questions. Yes, look at it. Luke 2:24. He said, and it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of doctors, both hearing them and asking them. This is where he started. Jesus started with knowledge. Because the African man likes that Jesus started with prayer, because he removes all responsibility from him. He puts the responsibility on God. Say, God, you do it. You do it. During the midweek service, we shared the story of somebody that was praying, oh, God, sit on me. Sit on me. God should sit on you. If he sits on you, will you survive? But those are things that Africans like. They want to put the responsibility on God. Oh, God, do it. You can't be sending him around. You too, do it. Do the one you are told you to do. So go for knowledge. We looked at that in the first service. It's a powerful message. You need to get it to bless you. In this service, let's read the text scripture now. Proverbs, are we there? I thought I told you to get that scripture since. Okay. Please, let's turn there. Proverbs. Okay, you can just look at the screen. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 27. This scripture always blesses me anytime I read it. It's always interesting. It says, "The slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting." Can you see that? Says a lazy man, he did not roast the thing which he took in hunting. He said, but the substance of a diligent man is what? Precious. Failures never follow through. I discovered that about failures. They never follow through. That means they usually don't finish what they start. I would like to say failures are finishers. They finish nothing. Failures finish, but they finish nothing. He said, the slothful man did not roast that which he took in hunting. How can you call somebody that went to hunt a lazy man? If you have ever hunted before, you know that hunting is not an easy task. I've always loved animals, so I used to hunt in the village. In fact, if I go to the village, all I do is chase animals. Either I go and fish or I go and hunt. My brother, when we're going to chase rabbits, if you see the walk, they called all of us. If they had known that I'm inexperienced, they wouldn't have bothered. They called myself. The guy first plucked branches from trees. He plucked the branches. He now cut off the leaves so that the branch now became a rod. See, Woko, for about five of us, the guy did that. Is that not work? Then from there, he found one of the holes of the rabbit. But usually, rabbits don't have one hole. So when they found one of the hole of the rabbit, it's bush rat that they call rabbits. It's the same thing. In Africa, it's bush rat we have. We don't have rabbit. So he found one of their hole. Then he knew that they must have holes around. So he first cleared bush, different places, and found like three or four other holes. See, Woko. All this is work going on. He found three or four other holes. Then he positioned all of us in all those different holes with the rod. See, work. Then he lit fire in the main hole, knowing that if the rats see fire in that hole, they will escape through. They will come out. I was supposed to hit them. They went to put me in there. As I hold the thing, when the thing came out, fire raised up, the thing don't go. I broke the stick on the ground. Nothing. I didn't catch anything. But I'm just saying, you see all the work that went into catching a rabbit. And the Bible says he's a lazy man. The Bible says he's a lazy man. He's a lazy man. He said, because even when he caught the thing, he did not roast it. Because the value of the hunted thing you caught will incredibly increase when you roast it. Some of you, the efforts you are putting in is so much, only that the results are not much. And the reason is because you didn't follow through. You didn't finish the concept. You didn't take it to the end where you ought to get to. The reason why developed nations are richer than poor nations is because poor nations spend energy on raw things. But developed nations spend energy on processed things. So we have the crude oil. The crude oil can only bring crude money. But they refine the oil. And they turn it to fuel. It's when it becomes fuel that is very useful. It's when it becomes diesel that is very useful. When it's crude oil, it's not useful. In fact, it's dangerous. But Africans will stop at the crude oil because we will not process it. The Bible says that is laziness. Listen to me right now. I know you're an African. You are not hardworking because you are sweating. I have no regard for your efforts. I have regard for your results. The man carrying block on the street is working hard, but he's not working smart. The Bible says he is a lazy man. Since he will not think with his head, he should carry load with the head. Your head is not for carrying load, it's for thinking. If you don't think with it, they will put something on it. Hallelujah. Failures don't follow through. They start the process, but they have a way of not finishing. How many of you're in primary school. You know, many of you entered the school. You know, it's not everybody that finished. Failures start. They start. It's not, the problem is not we start. They always start. But somehow, as the journey goes, they drop off. Maybe they are discouraged. Maybe they are distracted. Maybe they face challenges. Then they drop off. You must follow through the thing you have caught in hunting. Say it's a lazy man. Somebody that has finished hunting. Hunting is not an easy task. But they say it's laziness because he didn't put intelligence into it. What is the raw thing you have found? The raw thing you have found can be your talents. It can be your purpose. It can be the gift that you have. There are some of you here that you can sing. Some people here, you can crack jokes. You have a raw talent. Maybe you can speak. Maybe you can write. Maybe you can cook. You have a raw talent. If you leave that talent in that raw state, the Bible says you're a lazy man. Hallelujah. Is somebody here? You have something raw. Maybe you can sing, like I said. You can dance. You can cook. Do you know there's nothing you have that is not valuable? It's just that you have not put value to it. The same thing somebody else is doing for free, another person is doing it to be a billionaire. Thank God for people like Alibaba. Thank God for people like Funke Bokno. Those days when we're young, event management is not... In fact, as I'm here, I still wonder how they pay event managers. When I was some years ago, when they were telling me that event managers work, I was laughing. I thought they would go out of business, but obviously not. Because when you're young, if you're doing a wedding, what's the event manager? Your auntie will come. Shebi? One of your aunties will come and go and buy meat. On that one will come and go and rent plates. On that one will come and cook the food. Then on that one will come and help to serve during the wedding or the party. Abi? Only that it's only your family members that will eat. Because your auntie will give only people she knows. But somebody has said, and of course, you know what happened? After the wedding, you wash plate for 2 days. In front of the house, so you know you can't wash down inside the sink. Let's go play. We'll bring bucket and bath and big and put you outside in front of the clothes, whole street, to wash the plate. Because but event managers have taken all that stress off us today. They have polished that raw talent of organizing. They have the gift to organize. They've polished it and packaged it. What raw talent, what raw gift do you have that you are not packaging? Hallelujah. Those days, what is comedy? They were, in fact, in Ghana, they still call them, I forgot the name there now, but it's just jester or joker or it's a derogatory name, actually. In Ghana, that's what they call comedians. They are people that just make a mess of themselves, make a fool of themselves. They call it fooling around. You know, you're making a fool of yourself. So those in primary school, remember they used to do wording. How many of you know wording? That was raw talent. Just a word. You say, hey, three people, they go from one place. Nine, they go... That was wording. But some people package that wording into what they call comedy today. My brother, if you hear how much some of the comedians earn, you'll be angry. In fact, you will not laugh at the jokes. So that's not funny. You tell the guy, you're not funny. That, 1 million naira for waiting. Hallelujah. Oh, but some of them end up to that. Just to come and crack your 1 million naira. Sometimes just 10 minutes joke to 15 minutes joke. And after you go home, you see me to your problem and forget the joke. So they won't heal anybody. They won't heal the sick. They won't pray for you. Praise God. They package it. They package it. Look, I know most times we trip for Ronaldo, we trip for Ronaldinho, we say this guy is the highest paid player. Those are not the guys that trip me. The guys that trip me are the guys paying them. Somebody's paying that highest footballer. Somebody's paying him. That's the Don. That's the guy me I like. That one does not retire. Ronaldo, after a while, he get old. They will transfer him to one local club. But the guy paying the money, he's in a permanent position. I like that one better, sorry. That's the guy processing the meat. Ronaldo is the thing they hunted. It's those guys roasting it, developing ways to advertise through football, developing ways to sell the rights. They are the ones developing the business of the game. Hallelujah. Even some referees don't even know the business of the game. Throughout last season, there were some particular referees that spoiled some matches. Do you remember? As in, maybe a tough match. I can't remember. Maybe AC Milan and who? Somebody were playing. Is AC Milan Baka? AC Milan. I mean, you don't give red cards anyhow in those kind of matches. Because that match, people don't fight. The fight don't start many weeks before. The guy now made the thing, you know, it just ended the match. When he gave those red cards, the match ended. You see, that referee, he thinks we are doing law and order. The business guys know that it's important to keep people interested. That small thing you do, you can lose a whole audience. But the referee doesn't know that. His only job is just to bring out card anyhow. Hallelujah. So it's the guys that process it. There is a raw talent. There's a raw opportunity around you. Follow through. Don't be lazy. Laziness is when you do small and you stop. Don't have a rival mentality. That thing you have, you can still do better in it. Never relax, never rest. That's why I love people like Apple. I love people like Bill Gates. You see, they are still developing things. Those guys are not sleeping. While you are busy using iPad 3, they are working on another one. That's what they do every day. They are developing new things. But the average African, once he makes small money, he buys one Tokumbo car. He has arrived though. He won't think again. Look, you need to set a big vision for your life. You need to set a vision you can never... See, a real vision, it will finish when you die. Set a big vision you can't even finish. Because that will keep you going. The moment you set a small goal, maybe your goal is to make 10 million. The moment you make that, your ideas will stop. Inspiration will stop. Hard work will stop. You will think it's time to eat life. You will tell people, I've suffered. Let me enjoy. You can still push that thing further. You can still follow through. Failures usually give up too quickly. They stop in the middle of the journey. They don't fine-tune the thing. There are many times you see somebody comes to church. He says, I want to be a member of the church. He starts the believers class, membership class. He doesn't finish. Those things are showing your character. It's not about the class. It's about you. He didn't finish. He'll make an excuse. I traveled. If you travel, when you come back, continue from where you stopped. Be a finisher. Follow through to the end. Get the best of that thing you are doing. Finish it. Then some people, they finish the class. He said, join workforce. He said, no, I'm thinking of the one to join. Successful people have a bias for action. They don't like to postpone what they can do today. They act. But failures have a way of always postponing things. Failure's slogan is, I'm planning to. When you meet a classical failure, if you ask him, what are you doing now? He will say, I'm planning to. He's always planning to, but he never does anything. Become a worker. Follow through to that program. Follow through to that plan. Follow through to that thing you are doing. Many people don't finish. That's why they fail. He said he didn't roast that which he took in hunting. If you have not hunted anything, then you need to go and hunt. The hunt is to hunt inside yourself. What is your gift? What is your purpose? What is the one thing you can do well? Listen, every human being that is on this earth, your rent, your car, your wife, your husband, your house, anything you need, they're already packaged inside you. God didn't make any human being to be stranded on this earth. When Nokia sells you a phone, everything is inside that package. Am I correct? The handset is there. The battery is there. The charger is there. I'm not talking about the people that bought from, Computer Village. I'm talking about you buy the real thing. Okay? Everything is inside. The charger, the hands-free, they're all complete. Then why do you think God brought you here? Incomplete. Everything you need is inside you. Praise God. You have to hunt it. You have to find it. So find what God has given you. That thing is supposed to... let me tell you the problem. That's why nowadays you see people that are 35 years old, he's not married. He's still trying to hustle. You know why? Because the program we are following is the program of men. They've told us that you must go to primary school. After primary school, you must go to secondary school. After secondary school, you must go to university. So see the problem now. For primary school, that's okay. For secondary school, it's okay. When it comes to university, there's jam. So they've told the person he must go to university. So what does he do? He writes jam the first year, then bounce him. What does he do? His mind is already on suspension because they've told him he must go to jam. So he writes jam the what? The second year. Some don't even start to write because they've seen other people suffering in it. They don't even waste time. They go their way. This one is still there. Is that, there are people when I was young that have written jam 5 years. There are people when I was young that wrote jam 10 years. And you ask them every day, what are you doing? Say, I'm writing jam. Do you know you could have developed any gift, anything in that 10 years? A whole 10 years. If you sit down on any field for 10 years, listen, you become an expert. In fact, you employ those people in school because you need an accountant because of the kind of money you'll be making. Praise God. And you know, we're coming back to those stages. When we're very, very, very young, the ideal thing was that once you get basic education, you go and learn a trade. We are coming back there now because there's nobody to employ anybody. The banks that used to employ, have you seen how many people they've sacked in the past 1 year? It will amaze you the amount of people that have been fired in the past 1 year. Then, please help me picture, who has an idea for people in UNILAG? Can you give me an idea? How many students are in UNILAG? 40-something thousand. 48. Is it 48, you said? 48, eh? That's UNILAG. 48,000 people. And they've told them that when you finish, somebody will give you work. Please, who is the person that will give them work? Can I meet the person? And banks are already sacking the one that have been employed before. So this 48,000, they'll come and meet some people waiting. Then this is just UNILAG. Let's count UNIBEN. Let's count UI. Let's count private university. Let's...
So there's a mad crowd of people that they've told that just go to school. Somebody will give you a job. Who is the person that will give them the job? Listen, if we don't tell young people quickly to go and learn a trade, hunger will kill people in this country very soon. Because they've told you a lie that if you get certificate, that settles it. Are you joking? Are you kidding me? It's time to go and learn a trade. Some of you can sew. Go and learn how to sew. One of my friends, I've mentioned this so many times, went to secondary school together. All right, my mate in secondary school. He does clothes. He sells clothes. He has bought a house in Lekki Phase 1. Not rent. Bought. Not Lekki in the bush. I mean Lekki Phase 1. Of course, he drives his dream car. And he sells clothes. Look, those days of having certificate has passed, though. It's good to go to school, but if you have a skill, you are better off developing that skill than carrying that certificate. Because many people have that certificate, but many people don't have the skill you have. So go and hunt. They said the guy didn't roast you, so you must first hunt first. Go and hunt for what you have. Your edge is in your difference. So today we see graduates that are selling hair. Yes, if you have an interest, sell hair things or make hair. My wife went to one hair salon. It was graduates that owned the place. When they charge her for what did you reset or touch or wash or retouch? No, girl, women, they do many things. They touch, they retouch, they reset, they reset. Thank God for being a man. Job, bab, you have 200 naira, bab. You barber shave. So, I don't know what she did. They charge that differently. You see, look, who told you being a mechanic is a bad job? But then you package your own well. When you charge, they're going to say, a lawyer get this mechanic shop. So many people think some jobs are low jobs. You can be a plumber with a difference. And you work for industries. You work for big companies. You mustn't work for somebody. You can work for big people. Because as time goes on, people will like excellence. The whole world is moving towards excellence. Nigeria is becoming more excellent-minded. Even though, yes, things appear slow, but gradually, people are having tastes for how things are everywhere in the world. So you can be among the forerunners. Go and start something well. Hallelujah. Who told you graduates can be mechanics? That mechanic is not more educated. He's not sound than you. He's not more intelligent than you. And I will gladly give my car to somebody that looks responsible. Because some of these mechanics, I've seen a mechanic, somebody's brand new car. The mechanic said he was test driving it. I know mechanic when I test drive it. They fired it. Ooh! He bashed the car beyond recognition. Not beyond repairs. Though. You should be go first recognize before you repair them. He bashed it beyond recognition. Brand new cha-cha car. Wouldn't I give a graduate? Wouldn't I prefer to give somebody that's talking intelligently with tie? If mechanic wear tie, say, good afternoon, sir. Do you want coffee or tea? You could not say the bill when go give you. You are safe. You are ready for it. And he puts you inside AC to wait for your turn to service your car. And you know that he has integrity. He's going to give you original parts. He's going to give you original information. Because some of the mechanics, they will remove your parts. Go and wash it and bring it back. They say, okay, your meter valve don't spoil. And you've never known. You don't know what meter valve is. You say, which one be that one? He says, now something where they're under the meter near the valve. You don't know what it is. You yourself, you have never seen it before. So he will take it. You say to buy new one na 7,000 naira. Where you go buy him? Say Ladipo. He say and he tell you that new one is not even as good as Tokumbo. Tokumbo, they say Tokumbo better pass the new one. And Tokumbo is 8,000 naira. So you give him transport, give him 8K. If I give him 9K in case his thing goes up to go to Ladipo, he will get to Ladipo. He will wait for 3 or 4 hours. He will not call in the evening. So Oga, they no get at all for Ladipo. Now only one place I see, and you be Mugu. You say buy there now. You say they are on at 13,000. Make a bioma come back. And you have to go to work the next day. You say, buy it like that, I'll pay you. Meanwhile, it's your part he removed to go and wash. You come and install your part back, you pay 13,000. Wouldn't you rather give that to a graduate that you know that he's telling you something reasonable? So I don't know why graduates are walking about with tie on their neck. In Africa, if somebody is not wearing tie, they believe it's not working. The time has come now. Go and learn a trade, though. That's where the real thing is. Go and learn a trade. If you can make hair, go and sit on it. I have a daughter in this church. She's a painter. She paints house. Not a paint of artist, though. Paint. You think that's not a job? If you know how much that goes into painting, go and find anything you can do. That's where your peculiarity will be. It's not in the crowd again. Everybody has certificates. Hallelujah. Go and develop yourself. Follow through. Don't leave that your gift in the raw state. Don't leave that your talent in the raw state. Go and polish it. Go and fine tune it. You can be a trader with a difference. You can be a trader with a difference. You can be an exposed trader. Being a trader doesn't mean you must be local. Being a trader doesn't mean you not be polished. Hallelujah. Go and hunt. What is your area of interest? What is your area of gifting? What ability do you have? What do you love to do that other people do not like to do? Let me tell you, everything you like to do is not easy for other people to do. The problem with most people is that they believe, maybe I can sing. And in their mind, they think everybody can sing. No. Don't you watch Nigerian Idols? Especially during the screening time. Somebody will leave his house and come and disgrace his family on television. And I'm sure they would have been telling him, don't go. He said, I will go. In his mind, he's saying, what is Two-Face doing that I cannot do? What is Two-Face doing that I cannot do? Me too, I can sing. And he will come and disgrace his entire family. Plus his block, his whole block and clothes. Will be embarrassed for 1 week. So the thing you can do, and for you, it looks very common. Some people cannot do it. Somebody will gladly pay you to do it. They will gladly pay you. Go and find it. Go and find that thing. It can be anything. It can be just be anything. Don't despise it. Don't despise what you have. You have something. There's no human being that doesn't have. Maybe you have the ability to serve. Maybe you are faithful. Because you think it's a small thing. Being faithful is not a small thing. You know? I mean, pastor, many human beings are not faithful. People are not loyal. People can just jump up and go anywhere. They're not committed to anything. So maybe you are somebody that is loyal. Maybe you are committed. Maybe you have integrity. That's an important factor in business or in you have integrity. You can count money. You can keep money. People will trust you. Find anything. Polish it. Don't leave it in the raw state. Polish that thing. Look for a way to improve that thing. Follow it through. The Bible said there's much food in the tillage of the poor. Can you imagine that? DJ, show that scripture. He said there's much food in the tillage of the poor. There's much food in the tillage of the poor. DJ, can you show it? So in other words, every poor person is living right in the midst of food. That's what they're saying. Every poor person is urinating on food. He's sitting on food every day. Proverbs 13:23. It said, much food. They didn't say food. They say much. Much food is in the tillage of who? The poor. But there is that is destroyed for want of what? Judgment. Doesn't have judgment. He's sitting on top food and he's saying there's no money in Nigeria. There is money in Nigeria. You just have to find something you can do. It can be anything. It can be washing people's clothes. One of my former washerman, I used to pity him. Me, I hate washing clothes. Left to me, it's easier for me to buy new clothes than to wash the old one. I hate washing with all my heart. When I was very young, they said we should go and wash our clothes. I will soak it. Some of you used to do it too. Don't lie. I will soak it. As in, that's the end of the story. I will soak it. It will be there. Rain, go beat that cloth inside the bucket. Sun, go shine on top of them. Snow, go fall. I will soak it till it has soaked beyond wearing. I hated wash. And that I would even have area. It was bar soap, green bar soap. You go wash your hand, go the hot. And the thing will still clean. Did this happen to you, Dada? Because of you, didn't you? So immediately I began to work and began to make some money for myself. And somebody I say he likes to wash. It's his job. I will gladly pay him. So I got a washerman. The guy, will come to the house, say, pastor, go and bring all your clothes. Me, thinking that washing is difficult, I'll pity him, I'll just bring some. The guy will say, is this all of it? And this all of it is already big. He said, go and bring more. In my mind, I'm pitying the boy. He said, hey. He said, go and bring. He whipped the clothes like this. And the guy will wash the clothes from morning till evening. As in, I will go out, come back in the evening, meet him, washing the clothes gladly. He's not complaining. Look, that thing you like to do, somebody else doesn't like to do it. It might be to clean a house. It might be to cook. Now, let me tell you, cooking will be big business in the future because people will become too lazy or too busy to cook. Praise God. Some of the millionaires abroad, they have restaurants or they are chefs. Cooking, I'm going to market. Those are things people will reduce doing because they will not have that time. Because going to, you know how a woman goes to market? She will price the meat here, price in the middle, then price at the end. Then come back to the beginning. Ah. Nobody will have that time. They'll just pay you to go and do that stress. And by the time you do it for four or five or six people together at the same time, you'll be save cost on transport, save cost on other things, and make a profit. There's a woman that does that full-time as her job. Praise God. She has hired trucks now, buses now. She has bought buses and trucks to shop for bankers and other busy people. Praise God. Go into cooking. Some women don't know how to cook these days. Not even some, most. Not true now. Most of what people do today is just Indomie noodles. And I've told women, I'm going to tell them more of these things in the evening when we do manners. Cornflakes, bread, noodles, gari, all these things, they are under snacks. They are not counted as food. Even rice, sometimes it's snacks. Praise God. But most women cannot cook these days, so they will need to buy this food already cooked. Hallelujah. They will need to buy it already cooked. So go and sharpen whatever you have. Package it. There's one of my daughters that cooks nowadays. As in, you call her, you order the food and she will bring it. Anytime we are busy like that, like we're organizing a major program, I don't trust my wife to cook. I just call the person. Bring lunch, bring dinner. And it's cheap. The price is very affordable. But I just want to eat a meal. So my wife will leave the work she's doing. Bath, dress up or change. Go to the market. Enter traffic or whatever. Go and price meat in 10 places and all vegetable. Then cut the vegetable, then cut the meat. Then enter the car again. Drive back home. And now start cooking the meat. I go, don't die of hunger that time. Then start cooking the meat. And you know meat, Nigerian meat. You go, all day they cook. You know they done. Then she'll cook the meat, then put other things. Then start. Now, of course, if you have the time and all that, it's okay. But as time goes on, people will not have that time. That's the honest truth. So if you can cook, don't play with that gift. Go and polish it. Hallelujah. There are fewer. In fact, the funny thing, the honest truth is that most times I've eaten Nigerian food in places like London, the food there, Nigerian food there is sweeter than most of the restaurant food I eat here. So there are few places where you can get good food at affordable price in Nigeria. So go and sharpen that gift. Go and hunt for that thing. When you find it, sharpen it. Believe in it. Many people have found their own area, but they don't believe in it. You have to believe in it. Failures don't believe in anything. And you keep telling them, you can do this thing. You say, nobody will buy it. You can do this thing. You say, nobody needs it. How do you know? You will never know until you try. When you are young, it's a time to try many things. They interviewed some old people and they asked them, what do you regret? They found out at old age, people regret more of what they didn't do than what they did. At old age, most of them had a regret that they had a dream, they had a vision, they had a plan, they didn't just pursue it. When you get old, you will regret not pursuing that dream because you meet somebody that has done exactly that dream, that same dream, and believed in it. This church started in my palace, sir. I didn't wait till I had all the circumstances right. I believed in what I had. I believed I had God. I believed I had a gift. My parlor. And it wasn't fine parlor. It was my parents' parlor, actually. So it was old school. Everything was old school. But I believed in the dream. Hallelujah. Today we're in a 70 million naira dome. But we would never have gotten here if I didn't believe in the dream enough to act on it. Somebody's wondering, yes, this thing costs 70 million. Can't you see it's not like the China one? Praise God. I'm not counting. It doesn't include the land, though. The land, we bought the land separate. Come and think, okay, with the land, no. This is just the dome. The land, the separate price. But all these things began to manifest because I believed in the dream. I wonder what your dream could have been if you had started. The earlier you start, the better. And it's never too late to start. Life is a journey. It's not a destination. You will never get there. You will keep moving. Praise God. You will keep increasing the vision. Paul said, I do not take myself to have apprehended. He said, I throw away the things that are behind. He said, I press. Hallelujah. Can you show that scripture? He said, I press. So stop sharing old testimonies. Stop sharing old stories. There is a higher level. There's a new realm. Don't let the old victory make you sleep. Don't relax. Let other people be counting your success. You'll be keep succeeding. Keep doing more. Don't sit down and start counting. Hallelujah. And be sharing olden days testimony. Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. That means I don't count myself as if I've achieved. I've not apprehended. He said, but this one thing I do. He said, forgetting those things which are what? Behind. And doing what? Reaching forth unto those things which are what? Before. What? Go to the next verse. He said, I do what? I press. Come on, tell your neighbor, press. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's time to press forward. It's time to press forward. Not just in your career, in your spiritual life. Press forward. Press forward. You can know God better. All you need to do is to just be more committed to it. In your financial life, in your marital life, you can press. Don't decide to stop. Press. Press. You can move higher. You can go higher. Hallelujah. Be a finisher. Don't stop midway. Don't drop off. Don't drop out. Keep at it. You have it in you. Hallelujah. I believe in your dream. God believes in your dream. You are the only one remaining. You need to believe in that dream. You need to believe in that ability. You need to believe in that vision. There's something inside that thing God has given you. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. If God planted that gift inside you, that gift will make it. It doesn't matter whether you're in Nigeria or not. You are not a local champion. You're a global champion. Your success will transcend this country. It will transcend this continent. It will transcend your generation. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over that thing in your hand or over that thing in your heart. I pray there shall be an explosion. I pray there will be a promotion.
We know you've been blessed by this message. For more informational counseling, please call us on 01-8181-782 or 080-2835-6363 or email us at davidschristiancenter1@yahoo.com or visit our website at www.davidschristianchurch.org. God bless you.